Hello, welcome to Infinite Love Podcast. My name is Kate, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about not rushing the process on the self-healing journey. And what I mean by this is, while doing all this work within, you get so excited for those good days where you're feeling high, on top of the world, ready for whatever's to come. But you forget that there's also going to be lows where things are kind of reintroduced to yourself. I like to call these little tests, just to see how far you've come on your journey. To me, it's a beautiful gift I like to call grounding myself to make sure I stay humble within, to acknowledge that my imperfections are perfect in their own way, to love and embrace all of me and not just parts of me. But in order to do so, I need to make sure that I don't rush the process, because it's so easy when we're in those highs, when we're feeling so good about ourselves and all the self-discoveries and the inner work that we're doing, that we want to jump from point A to point B in a flash. And that's when things can get a little messy or misconstrued, or basically universe just sits our butts down and re-triggers us to acknowledge that, yes, we're doing the work, but are we truly doing the inner work? Are we truly tackling the things that we once used to avoid or mask? And that's what I've been learning along the way, is not to rush the process, but trust in the process. And it's a whole different mind shift. And it's a beautiful perspective, looking at it from outside within. And I see things differently. And I know that when I am feeling anxious, it's because I'm skipping a step. I'm ignoring something that I'm feeling that I need to sit a little longer with. Even if I don't want to, I know that eventually I have to. Otherwise, it's just going to keep coming back around. The cycle just repeats itself in a whole different way for you to see more clearly what it is that you're missing out on, what you're skipping over, or what you're rushing through. And from childhood, I remember doing a lot of this, was rushing through the process of anything to feel accomplished. But was I really accomplishing anything? And obviously, I'm going to answer that with a big fat no. I was missing the moments, because even in the moments, even when they're not the greatest days, there are still beautiful moments that allow me to learn, that allow me to grow, and allow me to feel things differently. But if I'm just rushing through it, or bypassing it, or ignoring it, or masking it, or overindulging in a substance to forget it all, well, it's not going away. It's going to come back tenfold, and I'm going to feel it and see it differently. In fact, I might feel it even harder or harsher than I did before, because my soul wants to heal that part of me, because it doesn't align to the person I am today. Therefore, it needs to purge out of me, and I need to do the work in order for progression to take place, in order for my heart to be full. Along this self-healing journey, the highs were fabulous. They were amazing. Rediscovering myself, loving myself, finding my self-worth, validating my own self without needing others to validate me. These were all different experiences with new feelings attached to it. Therefore, I was getting acclimated to those feelings, not realizing that nothing is ever consistent in life. As much as we want it to be, it just naturally doesn't exist. Whether that's outside factors affecting us, and by that I mean the negativity on the news, or for me, for instance, I work within a high school setting, and you can see the destruction that takes place within a high school setting. You watch teenagers self-sabotage their own destinies, and it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard to feel all that and to see it all. So when you are feeling these highs, you get lost in them because nothing affects you, nothing impacts you like the lows do. And we all experience lows in so many different unique ways. And it's up to us to kind of dig ourselves out of those lows. So while doing the journey and doing the inner work, I was discovering all these beautiful new feelings and transitioning myself to a different mindset where I reflected more positivity, because I naturally felt more positive and more whole within. But the unfortunate thing is you get lost in that positivity sometimes. That universe kind of knocks you down a pedestal and reminds you that, hey, this is a great feeling and all, but don't dismiss these other feelings that you are feeling. Just because positivity is taking place doesn't mean that it's okay to just go ahead and ignore the other feelings, triggers that you are feeling. Allow yourself to feel them. It is okay to not be okay from time to time, as long as you remind yourself and hold space for yourself in those moments. And sometimes I was forgetting those moments, which meant that I was getting myself lost in the happiness, in the positivity, in the joy. And don't get me wrong, it is okay too. But life isn't always going to be perfect, just like we as humans are not perfect. But by allowing ourselves to embrace and love the imperfections that we carry, also allows us to embrace the imperfections that life unfolds before us, which then creates or allows us to create balance, between the light and the dark of our own lives or of the world, and being able to navigate through life by doing so. So when you're on this self-healing journey, not rushing the process is essential because you want to embrace the moments, whether good or bad, because they're teaching us something. And they're creating a whole new perspective when we start doing that inner work. And I'd mentioned earlier that my perspective is more positive, and therefore it's coming from a very healed heart. And by doing so, I'm able to sit in the moments where I may have been triggered in my past. I'm triggered in creating these downward spirals of thoughts because it's fear-based. It's my heart living in fear of my past traumas. So now I'm in different situations where I just sit still and I listen and I hear things from a different perspective. I feel things from a different perspective because I'm no longer creating these illusions from a broken heart, from fear. And that is something that is so huge for me, because most of my life, or actually a majority of my life, I learned how to create these illusions and live in these illusions because they were all fear-based from my heart being so broken. And now it's different because of doing all the inner work, because of the self-healing journey, because I chose me. I'm now sitting in the moments, not rushing the process. Of course, we want to be healed. But when we really take a look at things in life, when we peel back the layers, no one's ever truly going to be healed. Just like I'm never going to be 100% perfect. It's allowing myself to acknowledge my imperfections and work on the things that I no longer align to. And by doing this work, I'm now embracing life differently, and I'm embracing moments differently, and I'm listening differently. And it's truly impacted my life for the better, because I'm no longer giving power to those triggers, and I'm slowly but surely dismantling these illusions that my mind and my heart want to create, and letting go of all the fear. So let me give you an example of my life. I never embraced my looks, my differences, my facial differences. And this allowed me to create such illusions that everyone was judging me, but internally I was judging myself. But now that I've been doing the work, I see and feel things differently all around me. I work in a high school setting, so of course I'm going to be stared at or looked upon. And that used to make me so uncomfortable, make me want to hide my face. But now I've truly embraced my differences. I know I look different. I accept that I look different. I love that I am different. And rather than trying to fix those differences surgically, I knew I had to go within and fix that internally. And so I knew I couldn't rush this process. I couldn't just force myself to say, I love me. I love how I look. That took a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of emotions. But then one day, I decided to look in that mirror and truly look at my reflection and ask myself questions and reflect upon where those feelings came from and ask myself, why am I still holding on to these feelings? And that's when I realized that I had created so many illusions over time that came from a broken place, a broken heart, that now I was taking those illusions from yesterday and bringing them into my today, into my moments each day. So I was never allowing myself any time to readjust or to heal. I was just carrying all of that negativity, all of that negative energy, all of that pain with me every single day, but silently, and holding on to it and then creating more illusions every single day, when 99.9% of the time, those didn't really exist. But a broken heart that lives in fear silently will do just that, will create these illusions that everything around you is broken or cruel or evil, but it doesn't really have to exist. It's your mind protecting you. It's your heart's brokenness, that fear, that's allowing your mind to create this protection for you. But you really don't have to fear anything, or at least I didn't. By embracing my differences, by falling in love with who I am as a person, as a soul, as a being, loving all of me, not just pieces of me, but loving all of me, the good and the bad, has allowed me to truly change my perspective on life, has allowed me to sit within and really acknowledge things such as being at work, being surrounded by teenagers, and yes, they're going to judge me. Yes, they still look at me, but I look at them differently. I feel things differently. I don't stop who I am. I don't create these illusions in my head. And maybe from time to time, it hurts. But I'm human. We have our bad days. Like I mentioned earlier, sometimes it's okay to not be okay as long as they're just brief moments, which is where I'm at. I allow myself to have those brief moments when they come. I sit with them, I process them, and then I release them. I let them all go. And that's what I mean by not rushing the process. A healing journey is just that. It's a journey. And as much as you want to feel those good days, there are going to be those moments where you don't even know the pain from your past. It might have been buried so deep down that it just comes up out of nowhere. And I've noticed that along this healing journey the past couple of years, that at random times, just the most random feelings will come up within. And I'm like, whoa, what are these painful feelings? And I'll sit with them. I don't rush through trying to figure it all out, because sometimes it just feels like an overload. And I don't want to take 20 steps backwards. I just acknowledge that, okay, there's something new I have to work on when I'm ready to. I listen to my body, I listen to my soul, I listen to my heart. And if I'm not ready in that moment, so be it. I'm not ready because I'm doing other work. And I'm also living my life. I'm embracing every moment beautifully for what it's giving me, for what it's presenting to me. Every day I feel beautiful gifts, beautiful abundances coming through, whether it's new friendships, whether it's new lessons, whether it's just life. Life to me is so different because I'm coming from a different place. I'm coming from a more healed heart. My mindset, my perspective are all changing every single day. And it's a beautiful gift because I'm no longer allowing the negative to take control of who I am and how I live. I'm releasing fear each day because I don't want fear to stop me from living, from enjoying, from growing, from healing. I'm no longer rushing the process, rushing life to pass me by, because I did that already. I let so many years pass me by, and I'm still grateful because it got me exactly to where I'm at today, which is a more healed heart, living a happier lifestyle, feeling aligned to everything around me and seeing the magic unfold. There's nothing greater than my days when I see the signs, the synchronicities, the messages coming through, that I truly am on the right path. I feel it. I see it. I trust it. And it's because I'm not rushing through it. I'm not trying to get from point A to point B, because there is no set path. I'm going with the flow of life and really enjoying it, embracing whatever comes each day. And I'll be honest, on those days that it gets hard and sitting through it, it was a whole different experience for me. Telling myself to just sit still was not easy. And the more I practiced this, the more I followed through with this, the more I held such grace and compassion for myself in those trying dark moments. It got easier. Each time got easier and easier, and I became more enlightened with life, with the joys around me, with seeing and feeling things differently from a different perspective, a more positive, beautiful, loving perspective. And what greater gift can you give yourself than that? So you see, by not rushing the process, I decided one day to make that choice. I decided to make the decision to choose me to begin this healing journey and truly go within. Knowing that it was going to be difficult, knowing that it was going to be a long road, I listened to my intuition, which is something I struggled with growing up, always having this fear take control of me. But now I wanted to be in control of my life, in control of my thoughts, in control of my emotions, of who I am, of how I want my life to be. And by doing so, over time as I was healing, I began making moves for myself that aligned to who I am, to who I'm becoming. I go within and I listen to my intuition. Now, is it always perfect? No. But I acknowledge that I'm always going to be learning and accept the fact that I do and will make mistakes, but forgive myself for those moments and continue to learn and grow from those experiences, rather than shame or guilt myself and bring myself back to the old version of me, whom I no longer align to. I'm truly embracing this new version of me. I love the woman I'm becoming every single day. And every night before I go to bed, I do self-reflection. And even on the darkest of days, I'm still grateful. I still hold a lot of love and respect for the experiences, for the lessons I've learned throughout that day, because I sit within and I find the balance, and then peace sits within me. And when I find myself in that peaceful moment or state of mind, I reflect the gratitude because I know I'm going to get there. Even if the day is long and the day is hard, I know and trust within myself that I will find that peace and balance, and my perspective will quickly change to gratitude, to love, to knowing that tomorrow will bring something even greater, that it's not always going to be this painful, but it's a journey, and I have the stamina and strength to get through it, to push through it, to learn from it, and embrace all of it for what it is, for what it brings me. And this I truly love, because I see them as blessings and gifts presented before me, whereas in my past, I could never see that. I let the darkness take over me, consume me, run my life. But now, in the darkness, I am the light. I'm the one in control. I'm the one taking my power back. And I'm no longer letting fear take over me. Because if I do feel fear, then I know it's something that I have to sit with and not rush through. I'm sitting here today with this new lease on life, with this new perspective, with a changed mindset, with an open, loving heart, seeing things differently, feeling things differently. I truly believe it's because I didn't rush the process of healing, rush my life away. And I'll give an example. Last week, I experienced some dark days, some painful moments that were all just natural in life to experience, but they hit me so hard, and I knew I had to sit with it. And by sitting with it, and by listening to what my mind, my body, my soul needed in the moment, I pulled myself back from other things. For instance, I do a lot of creations on TikTok, and I share a lot of positive messages, or just healing, self-healing journey messages. And I had to pull myself back because I wasn't aligned to doing so. And as much as I wanted to be creative because it's cathartic, it's healing, it's helpful, I wasn't aligned to it. I wouldn't have been real. And I couldn't do that. Couldn't do that for others, and I couldn't do that for myself. So I had to pull back. And I had to pull back from responding to messages, because I just needed to focus on myself. I needed to give me the love and attention that I deserved in those moments. I didn't rush through the healing process of trying to get better or fake it till I make it, because that's the old version of me and that doesn't work. I don't align with that version. So I listened. I just listened to my intuition, and my intuition told me to just rest. I couldn't even process everything right away either. I literally had to allow myself to feel the anxiety, feel the pain, feel the emotions I was experiencing. And I listened to my body and I rest. I went out for walks, but not really a lot. My body just wanted to lay there, wanted to just rest, wanted to kind of zone out or take a lot of naps. And I did just that, even though the other part of me, the healed version of me, wanted to just keep moving, keep going. But I knew I was just going to overexert myself, and by not rushing any decisions and by truly listening to myself and my needs, I did exactly what I needed to do. And each day has gotten better and better. In fact, more amazing than ever, because now my mind is more clear, my heart is more open, my emotions are more positive, and I'm feeling more aligned each day. I haven't really jumped back into the TikTok world yet, but it's getting there, and I know it will always be there. I trust in that process, just like I trust in myself. And if you would have asked me what I would have done 2 years ago, let alone 4 or 5 years ago, it wouldn't have been this. I would have rushed through the process. I would have just jumped right back into it, but I would have ignored every feeling I was feeling, which meant that I would not have been working on myself or healing. I would have just been masking everything. And I no longer want to do that to myself. I'm more worthy than that. I'm more deserving than that. And this is what not rushing the process looks like in a self-healing journey. Well, at least for me, it does. It's acknowledging what I'm experiencing in those moments and embracing those moments and sitting within those moments. As uncomfortable as they may be at times, I listen. I go within. I listen. I release. I let go. I trust. I surrender. And by doing so, I am becoming the greatest version of myself that I love and adore. And I love life and see it so differently now than I ever did before.